Hello and welcome to Poetry Nonstop. This is Patrick Widdis introducing you to another Norfolk poet. Today we have someone who is always pushing the boundaries in his approach to writing and performing poetry. When Terry Griffiths steps up to perform, you never quite know what to expect from work that is often highly experimental both in content and delivery. Terry says he enjoys experimenting with different mixtures of feelings and facts. His poem, Not Too Comfortable With This, features in the 46th issue of Dreamcatcher, and Change on the May 2023 section of the website Ink, Sweat and Tears. Terry reads regularly on the Norwich circuit at events such as Last Poet Standing, Poets in the Cellar and Volta. He is trying to learn touch typing and an array of historical facts. Before we hear from Terry, let me remind you that we are still open to submissions from poets living in or with a strong connection to Norfolk to share a couple of their poems. You can find out more on the submissions page of the website poetrynonstop.com and get in touch via poetrynonstop@gmail.com. But now, here's Terry.
The title of the first piece I'm going to be reading is The Driftwood, which you collect a lot of on a game I have fond memories of called Sims 2 Castaway. One of the subject matters being indecisiveness, particularly with whether to prioritise spontaneity over schedules, Driftwood also seemed apt in the way the idea of drifting is contained within something tangible that can be used to structure future creations, like of shelters on Sims 2 Castaway, for instance. But that could be a metaphor for all the things you create in life, because you're basically creating constantly. Imitation from Matthew Welton's work, with his playful genius, is incorporated in this piece alongside The Dunes by Ian Cawes in the 50th issue of Acumen, which you can find archived on poetrymagazines.org.uk. So here we go with The Driftwood. Dustin's light dots charcoal around the driftwood. Young green jackfruit shreds itself suddenly from a line of spilled paint. Dustin banks the vine harvest with a chimp. I name him Chandler. He rarely goes where sand sprinkles the stones ready to bulldoze an old fort decorated with more driftwood and soy sauce. One ray of sun might make it sticky, like a muffin top glazed with petroleum jelly, never to recover from its sizzle into the sky. Calf's coffee cools swiftly in a blue enamel pan next to Chandler's massage machine. These nights I am not to be occupied. Tasks undivided for now. One day I'll drift into a schedule shaped by flocks of birds humming in hearts. I will never speak of driftwood then, act others' parts only for the roots hanging low under the pan. That I can tell the pheasant's feet I feed figs to, nightly over the horizon of rusting noodle ladles, from the crags of crimpers and crinkle cutters that used to feed my vision in a mouthing of beauty I utter today, that I will flop back into rivers of ramen whenever my vision drifts to fusty wood of past shells. And the second and last poem I will be sharing is called Tool. It delivers an experience of someone a lot taller than me, which is most people, blocking my view. And within that, I incorporate the different definitions of the adjective. Tall. As an adjective, can be four different things. One. Great in vertical dimension. Like that man in front of me at the Kooks gig, who demonstrated meaning too. Grandiloquence at a chum that stood up for me. Let us look at meaning three. Why such a tall order to return my view? What vexation it is to witness fake superiority to you. For it would have been a tall story to say that after he said, I can't help being tall, he'd have realised it goes the other way. So I thank you, Patrick, for giving me this platform to share my poetry. And I really look forward to listening to the episode.